Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
What it do? It's your girl Brown Sugar tonight holding it down Tuesday night live on Brown Sugar Radio. And I'm just so deaf. that's JD's line. Oh, but you know what? I just got to say that tonight I am truly excited because, you know, we just going to talk about what's on our mind. What is on our mind? And then I want to just give you a little bit of insight of what I've been going through. You know, just life, period, in general. And, you know, I'm sitting here, and one of my favorite TV shows is 106 in Park. Absolutely love the show. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at Neo perform, okay? And this is what's on my mind right now. I absolutely love Neo. You know he's from Vegas. He represents the 702. Seen him in concert. He was just sensational and did a good thing. But then also I have the picture-in-picture on. And on the small little TV that's sitting, or I should say the small little picture that I have on my TV, the second little TV, whatever it's called. Anyway, I have the game on. And you know, the last time that we chopped it up on Brown Sugar Radio, we were talking about who do we feel was going to win. Now, I did get a few emails from people that were saying, oh, I told you the Celtics were going to win. I didn't mean who was going to win the game for that night. What I mean is who's going to win the series. That's who's the baddest. Whoever wins the series, four straight games, that's who's holding it down for 2008 and the NBA champions, the finals, whatever you want to call it. Those will be the coldest in the book for the year 2008. So, hey, I can't really say right now that I still am going to hold it down with my West Coast and my Lakers because of the simple fact. You have to remember the Spurs were down 2-0. As much as I can't stand to bring them up, and y'all know I am just a hardcore Phoenix Suns fan, and I was hurt because they eliminated my Suns twice. Actually, shoot, I think every year it's always them, the ones we lose to. But anyway, nevertheless, they were down 0-2 to the Hornets. Y'all remember that, and came back, and they won that round. So it don't mean it's over just because the Celtics have won two games straight at home. Okay, we still got hope. Also, too, you definitely want to keep it locked on BET. I love BET, favorite channel, because you know the BET Awards are approaching soon. I believe it's going to be on the 24th of June. And so most definitely, we want to keep it locked. Tuesday, is it the 24th? Yes, the 24th, I am correct. And so I love the BET Awards. They definitely keep us entertained. They keep us going. And it is something that I think, that I know, that I look forward to every year because it is very entertaining. All right? What up, Twinkie? What's up? You want to say hey to my listeners? Y'all know Twinkie. Wants to be an up-and-coming radio DJ. Say, what up? Say, what up? You ain't gonna say nothing? Well, I tried to get her to talk, y'all. Twinkie said, what's happening? Say, what it do? All right. You not gonna say nothing? Hey, oh, well, I tried. Yeah, you got to be nice. This is correct. All right, y'all. Well, we just going to get it started and do what we do on Brown Sugar Radio. So, I got to tell y'all about my day. I don't even really want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it because that's what I have this show for, right? To let some steam off my chest. So, I'm going to do that. Today was the worst day ever. I mean, have you ever had one of them days where you are just so down? You feel me? One thing after another just keeps happening. And you like, Lord, please don't let one more thing happen today. I can't take it. I'm going to lose it. Well, that's where I was today. You know, got some things going on, some personal things and professional things. And, woo! I'm like, man, I just, my day started off just horrible. And got to work, and, oh, man, I was sitting there like, golly, I trying to focus on work. But, you know, when you got some things going on in your personal life, sometimes it's hard to focus. So I got up and took a few laps around the building and walked, you know, because my goal this year is to get a little tighter and toner, you know. Not just for the summertime, but because your girl Brown Sugar is getting older. You know, you want to look good. It's so funny because you really don't appreciate your health, y'all, until you have children or until you get, you know, past out of your 20s, I should say. I ain't trying to give up my age, but y'all can definitely know that I'm not in my 20s, okay? Could be in my 30s or 40s, but I'm not in my 20s. So, anyway, you know, I just realized, I said, you know what? God has given me this life, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. I'm going to take care of my body, my mind, my finances, you know, just a lot of different things you don't appreciate. Now, I have a girlfriend of mine, and she believes she doesn't have to work out because she's young. And honey, I want to tell her so bad, baby, you're not going to be young forever. And how you look now, sure ain't going to be the way you look 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. It's important that you go and get your checkup, you go to the doctors, you get your follow-up. Because my mother, one of her girlfriend's sisters, recently passed away from cervical cancer, bless her heart. And that's something that could have been prevented. You feel me? That's something that could, cervical cancer, colon cancer, all that could have been prevented. So, go get your checkup. I know y'all hate, some of y'all can't stand going to the doctor. It's scary. You never know what they may say. But, I gotta push the issue. Go get yourself checked out. What's going on, WDG Radio? What's crackling? I see you there in the chat room. What's happening? I gotta check my other chat box. I'm sitting here and I'm preaching to my listeners. And I just want y'all to know, just be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? What up? Big ups to Sound Off from the ATL. What's crackalacking? Sucker Dumpling, what's up? 124568. What's happening? Cuddle Bunch. Soul Talk. Thanks for coming through, and thank you for checking out the show. I do appreciate you. Slim, I know you're going to come through at the last minute like you always do. But it's all good. It is all good. But yes, like I said, tonight we are talking about what's on your mind. I'm looking at the Lakers game and 106 in Park, as well as holding down my radio show. So y'all see, I can multitask, you know. Got my kids chilling, and it's just a good feeling. You know, it's a good feeling to know that you're healthy, that you're strong. Take time to care for your body, because I'm going to tell you, if you don't care for it, nobody else will. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. I don't care how young you are. You know what I mean? Don't ever feel like you are too young to care for your body. That is so untrue. okay? Because if you think about it, a lot of the top athletes that are in the game today started caring for their bodies when they were 5, 6 years old, okay? Granted, yes, they had parents to guide them and to lead them and to teach them, but you start from a child, you know what I mean? Watching and learning and your environment, and it's just really important to make sure that you continue to take care of your body, for real. So, like I said, holding it down tonight, just chilling. We just kind of grooving tonight, talking about what's on our mind. And my day, like I told you, started out just horrible. First of all, woke up late, frustrated about that. What's going on, Princess Nisha? What's happening? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you there in the chat room. And then I see Miss J in the house. What up? What's crack-a-lackin', Miss J? I see you there. We just holding it down tonight. I thank you. Makisha Dorsey, what's happening? Thank you for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And I'm just talking about life. You know, what's on your mind? If you're interested in calling in and telling us about your day, you're more than welcome to at 646-716-8697. All right, holla at us. Let us know how your day was. My day, like I said, today was not a good day for me at all. And like I said, woke up, my alarm clock somehow, I think it was my baby Twinkie. I ain't even going to say somehow. I know exactly how. I seen a player with my alarm clock the other night, but, you know, I really didn't trip because I was just like, okay, she always played with it, hit a little buttons here and there, you know. But somehow she moved the clock and the time changed on it, so woke up late. And, you know, it's so funny because I remember learning this when I was a sales director at Mary Kay. We would always go to the big conventions in Dallas, and they would teach us about how you start your morning. Even in Sunday school, they talk about getting up, you know, starting your morning with prayer, meditation, having that time to just unwind. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. You know, you just really have to make sure that when you wake up, say, you know what? Today I'm going to make this the best day I possibly can. I may not be able to control certain things that happen in my life, but by all means, the things that I can control and that I am capable of controlling, I am going to take full responsibility in that area. So got up, got to work, and just had all kind of meetings and unexpected things pop up, and gosh, it was just one of them days. Oh, okay, Miss J, I see your message in the chat room. That's what's up. All right. Well, certainly, we can make that happen for sure. I definitely would love to try it. Miss J has, it's called Brown Sugar Body Scrub. And, absolute bet. Hey, girl, that's what I'm talking about. That's some good stuff. Okay? Thank you, because I can't wait to try it. But you're absolutely right. Manage what you can and let God take care of the rest. Absolutely, Miss J, that's real. So, you know, there's just days in our life where when you go through things, you're going to have valleys. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have lows. And I believe God let me go through this today, because today, like I said, it was just really a bad day for me. You know what I mean? Then I had some things that popped up unexpectedly, and I wasn't prepared for it, you know? And I had to really step back and just say, you know what? This is happening for a reason. This is happening to make you stronger so that you can grow, you know what I'm saying, so that you can become a better woman and help. You know, others that are going through things in life. Welcome, Black Civilization. I see you there in the chat room. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're just chopping it up tonight, talking about what's on your mind, life, ups and downs. How do you deal with it? You know, all this pressure. The economy is at the worst I have ever seen it. And we are living day to day in this chaos. You know, and I really do believe that it now, more than ever, is a time to really get on your knees, you know what I'm saying, and just pray and seek God, you know, or meditate. I don't know, whatever you do. I'm not here to be no pastor, but me, I praise, okay? But I just truly believe that now is a time, more than ever, that you have truly got to connect with a higher power. You know what I mean? And know that we have got to make sure that we come to a point in our lives where we're not just dwelling on all this negativity that seems to stir around. You know what I'm saying? It's so much negativity. I mean, truly, if I wasn't a strong woman, I would have been and lost my mind. For real. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just got to just really have that time just to say, you know what, I'm going to go through this test. And it's got, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you can bounce to the top, you know? So for those of you who, like I said, I see a lot of listeners in the chat, both chat rooms. Thank you for joining us. Certainly, if you want to call in and tell us about your day or just about life, the economy, whatever is on your mind, you can certainly holler at your girl, Brown Sugar, at 646-716-8697 and let us know what's on your mind. All right, so that's what's up. And definitely, I got to say thank you so much, all the loyal listeners that continually to flow through. Miss J, I see you there. Where's Ed Liz, Homer Simpson, and CeCe? They're my loyal listeners, too. All right, well, I see we have a caller here on the line. And so I'm certainly going to holler at you. 386, you're on the line with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's up? It's White Sugar. They call me Hacker Boy.
Hi, what's going on, White Sugar?
Well, not too much, darling. Oh, excuse me. Okay. You usually get used to being called sugar a lot. Anyway, sweet enough. What's up and what's down? I'll tell you right now, based upon some of the findings we've heard, everybody thinks the economy is down.
Right. Okay, so how do you feel about that? Do you feel it's down or up? Or?
Well, I mean, it was down until we decided to go global.
Okay. Now, do you believe that Bush is doing this to, because you know that he supposedly owns a oil mine, or his family has invested a lot into oil? Do you think he's doing
I got a couple interesting points about that topic.
Okay, yeah, let us know about it.
Well, for about 15 years, I'm 27, for about 15 years I've been trying to start a paranormal talk show. Don't necessarily believe in extraterrestrial or abnormal stuff like that, but my Google secretary informs me of spot eights. Now, been investing in the stock market for about 15 years, was reviewing a Texas oil drilling operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Texas oil joint venture.
Yeah. And Bush is from?
Well, now where you know, and that has nothing to do with the recent governor's mansion in Texas being burned down, of course. We all know that.
And that's crazy, huh?
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you how it gets even worse. The Texas joint venture that we looked at, the drilling fields were out of New Mexico.
All right.
Well, that's interesting that a Texas joint venture drilling operation is using oil fields that are not in Texas. Apparently that's also going on in Kentucky.
Really?
Now where we stand with Bush, I am a right wing Republican, but I'm also very open minded.
Okay, all right. Do you feel he's done a good job in office the last 8 years?
Well, at the same time, yes and no. Where I have compassion for President Bush is what he had to face while he was in office.
All right.
Now, did he perform admirably? Yes, I believe he did. Now, is this whole gas crisis part of a bigger conspiracy for the United States to go green?
Right.
It might just be a cost of doing business, but in the long run, I think we'll all be a lot better when we have to stop putting gas in our cars.
And now I've heard, let me know if you've heard this rumor as well, that gas by the end of the year is going
$7
$15 a gallon.
Well, I heard $7. Now, $15 doesn't surprise me either.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, come on now. We're at the point where we're going to have to start riding bicycles. You know what I'm saying? If it gets to that.
Well, if we need to, that's fine. I heard that, you know, a lot of times Americans used to make fun of, let's say, Bombay, India, where everybody rode motor scooters. Guess who is starting to make a lot of money here in the States right now?
Hmm.
Motor scooter salesmen.
Heck yeah.
So I mean, you know, it's all a big, if he did find a way to inflate the cost of gas to ignite the American passion to go green and get rid of foreign oil, I can only commend him on that in the long run. Just thinking about it, I don't want my grandchildren paying $50 a gallon for gas when they could have renewable resources at their fingertips.
Yeah. So that, I mean, now that you break it down to me that way, even though it's hurting right now at the pump.
It hurts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can understand in a sense, but I'm just like, gosh, we couldn't have found another avenue. You know what I mean? I mean, it just seems like it's such a culture shock because we've never seen gas climb as fast as it has.
Well,
you know,
we have never regarded ourselves as needing to possibly, even when we run our own business, being 100% recyclable products. When's the last time you heard of that idea? I can tell you right now, analyzing it from a business point of view, I don't think there's any problem with
it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean, the gas companies, you know, are certainly at an all-time high and doing very well. And it's just amazing to me because, like I said, it's going to get to the point where individuals are going to have to choose between putting gas in their car or buying food. That's how serious
it sounds like telecommuting might be hot.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Carpooling.
Do you know what telecommuting is?
I thought, is that carpooling? What is that?
That's called working from your home.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, you know, working together as far as carpooling. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
carpooling was an option that some of the metropolis has brought into the picture. You want to hear another cool thing that's on the table right now?
Hmm.
You ever seen a semi truck?
Okay, yeah.
You ever seen a truck stop where a bunch of semi trucks park when they're on the road?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see that all the time, like when I'm traveling, going back and forth to Phoenix.
Cool. Okay, Phoenix. All right. Cool. We just got my first fax line for my paranormal show out of Dallas.
All right. Right on.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool. Got New York City and L.A. at the same time.
okay.
You know, a truck pulls into the car stop. Okay. Usually the way they did it is they used to run their truck all night. And, of course, that would release toxins into the air, as we all know.
Right. Right.
Now they run air conditioning units with vents that come down and hook into the window.
Okay.
It opens up, and when it opens up, you have heat and cool air, and at the same time, you have internet and movies on demand, and the guys turn their trucks off at night.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Look at that.
And that's pretty cool. And as far as being an American industrialist, if Bush has made it a way to where you can align yourself with the tree huggers and the Sierra clubs with the way you do your business, but you can still be an industrialist. The one thing I would tell somebody that's doing business is if you don't go green, be careful, because the industrialists might make you be the last one that has not gone green.
Mm. Wow. Look at
that.
Now,
that's
true.
That's getting into paranormal. That's getting into truth, but that's also just doggone good business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right about that. And I truly believe that, you know, as unfortunate as it is, I mean, we couldn't expect for the economy to always, you know, just be leveled. You know, we have to have our ups and downs. But I think the point that a lot of Americans are trying to make is the fact that it's happening so rapidly that they can't keep up. You know, I'm sure you've heard on the news many are losing their homes, their jobs, you know what I'm saying, their vehicles.
Well, you know what the hottest thing is to do right now with foreclosures?
Uh-huh.
If you're sitting on a big nest egg of money,
uh-huh.
Before I even say that, the rich people are beginning to try to dictate what the poor people that make money do with it. So you can obviously see that the rich people are starting to get nervous. The rich people are automatically buying homes at foreclosure rates, and at the same time, as part of the closing package, they file for Section 8. So what they're able to do, they're actually able to purchase a house at a very cheap price, possibly sell it for a high price when the market goes back up, but at the same time, they don't have to worry about collecting rent from their tenants.
Oh, yes. You know, it's so funny because my best friend, Lord have mercy, this is so sad. It happened to a coworker and my best friend. But real quick, let me shout out some listeners I just seen come through the chat room. I got to say what's happening to Derek Addy, Claudia Mosley from Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. And Boomer Buddies, thank you for joining us tonight on this hot topic. You're welcome to join us and call in at 646-716-8697 and let us know what's on your mind, okay? We're just talking about life and its ups and downs. But back to my point, it's really sad because she was paying her rent, such as my coworker, okay? And the landlord was goofing the money off, you know? So she gets a sticker on her door, you have to be out within 10 days because this house is going to foreclose. She's like, what do you mean? I've been paying all this money to my landlord. Same thing with a coworker. Both of them happened within the exact same month. And, you know, it's kind of sad because in order to move, normally whenever you're renting a home, you need first and last month. So financially, she was strapped, and she really didn't have the money to take the landlord to court because she had to come up with all this money to move into a new home. And so it's sad. It is very sad, and it just makes you wonder, like, wow, how can people be so cruel, you know, to – take these people's money. You know you're already in financial trouble, but you're going to take their money and make it look like you're paying it on the home. They're renting from you. It's just, it's not fair. You know, and she had children, and it was horrible.
Oh, they're heartless.
It was absolutely horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I cannot believe this.
You know, and a lot of people's eyes are getting really wide. And everybody's starting to use this term called piece of the pie. Even if you tell somebody where you get gas, they still want a piece of the pie. And that's when you know it's getting really bad. Anyway, I'm also myself a candidate to be a Blog Talk Radio host. Don't have a show yet, but my name is Hacker Boy.
Okay.
Just signed a major agreement with my entertainment lawyer out of California. We'll not necessarily go public with my own show until the year 2012. How good has Blog Talk Radio been as far as a platform to get us out there on the air?
I give Blog Talk Radio a shout out all the time because you are absolutely right. It wouldn't be a Brown Sugar Radio without Blog Talk. And so by all means, I certainly do appreciate them. You know, they're constantly growing by leaps and bounds. And definitely, my loyal listeners, I do appreciate them as well because it would not be a show without them. But
I try to be a part of all the shows on Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes I'm accepted, sometimes I'm not. But there's nothing wrong with a little bit of brown and white sugar mixing together, if you know what I mean. It just makes the cake be a whole lot sweeter.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Hacker Boy, for calling in tonight. I've enjoyed you. Have a good evening. All right, I have another caller here, 580. 580, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Good afternoon. First
good
and
afternoon.
Foremost,
it's evening
foremost,
where I'm at.
It's a pleasant day. But so you didn't read my thing, right? You give everybody a shout-out and left me alone, right? All right, not a problem.
Uh-oh. What did you put in? You know this chat box is moving so fast because so many people in there typing. What did you put in there?
I was just playing. That's all it was.
Oh, okay. First, let's back up. Who's calling on the line?
This is Noel from Oklahoma right now.
No, how do you say your name again?
Noel, like Christmas.
Noel.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, like the first Noel.
Always.
Yeah, all right.
My father is the first. I'm just pulling up the slack.
Hey, okay. Well, thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I do appreciate you coming through and joining us tonight. What's on your mind, Noel?
You know what? I'm sitting up in here, and sometimes I chime in when they talk about, you know, the political climate. And I'm a 25-year veteran, you know, not too long ago, you know, retired and so on and so forth. So been there, done that, and so on and so forth. You know, I just give a plug. I said, you know, we need to, the dung is the military dependence. You know,
right.
and my thing is, you know, when individuals over there for a second, third, and fourth time, you know, and the dependents are getting, you know, beat up with this economy and different things like that, it's not good. And, you know, we promised them, you know, that they will get good health care. We promised them different things, and we're not living up to that. You know,
right.
And their family members coming back in buddy bags. You know, it's not, you know, that's one of my pet peeves right now.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my pet peeves. The next thing, you know, they say, well, you know, yeah, McCain. First and foremost, McCain too old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who will he pick for his vice president? You know, I mean, this guy can go anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And,
right.
It's all well and good for you to say, all right, you know, you serve in the military and all that good stuff, a prisoner of war. And yeah, it's all well and good. But the biggest problem is, you know, because you were a prisoner of war and different things, you serve in the military, are you good for the country?
Exactly.
You know, it makes no sense, you know. And I told him, I said, you know, quit beating up on Barack Obama. You know, he's a citizen of this country. You understand? He's an American, right? But yet still all of us sitting up, not all of us, most of us, beating up on him. The next thing is, I don't think we, as black folks, you know, not most of us, understand politics, right? It's good right now. You know, we have to enjoy the moment. But guess what? Now is the time to roll up your sleeve. You know, it's no longer the individual vote. You know, we can have 18 million vote, but if the Electoral College decide, hey, look, I'm gonna give 270 votes to McCain, he gonna win. And then what are we going to do?
Yep.
It becomes the Electoral College. And we don't know that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We understand, you know, I hear people say, get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote. Yes, but if you get out to vote and your state casts in 8 votes and you have a guy on the Electoral College going to cast those 8 votes and he decides, I don't care what they say, right? I'm going to cast my vote for somebody else. You can't do nothing
and
about
that's
it.
That's why it's so important for us to make sure that we vote. You know what I mean? I tell everybody that. I don't care if you just barely turned 18, you know. If you don't understand the system about voting, learn about it. You know, be proactive. Get out there and you know, get involved, because right now we are at a point where we're making history, you know, and we need change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? The only thing is I beg to differ with you, because I'm going to tell you why we ain't making history. Because what happened, we made history already, right? Yeah,
right.
It's history because of the Democratic nomination. Right, but when George White back in 1852 was the North Carolina congressman, when Jeff Long back in 1836 was from Georgia a congressman, when Robert Smalls was a congressman, when John Napier from Alabama in 1837 was a congressman, we made history then. Look where it was. It's 18 something. These guys were running for Congress, but yet still we don't teach our people that. We think we only made history. We made history when Shirley Chisholm back in 1972 run for the presidency.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
and that's,
you know,
it's important to know your history. Yeah.
And that's what it is. So my thing, like I tell them, I said the biggest thing with us is that we forget culture, we forget our history, and we for the moment. It's just like Black History Month. We settle for people to give us February. No, if you celebrate that thing and you teach your family and teach your kids 365 days a year with 66 as a leap year, they will understand it. They're just not going to sit up here in February and wear a T-shirt and said Black History in February.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. That's what's up. And I'm glad that you're on the air actually sharing this with the listeners. Listeners in the chat room, they're really feeling what you're saying, and they appreciate the fact that you're very knowledgeable, you know, and you're spitting a lot of information that a lot of African-Americans don't even know about, you know what I mean? So it's very important, I do believe, to be aware of your culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And, yeah, it is. You have to know what's going on, and I mean, I remember looking at, I mentioned this last week, on the cover of Ebony, it stated they had Barack Obama's picture, and they had big, bold letters that said, "In our time." And I just thought that was awesome because I'm thinking to myself, wow, we're actually witnessing his history unfold right before our eyes. You know, even him making it this far is historic. You know, so it's, you know, we've had other African-American candidates, but never make it to this level of success. And so that's one thing I definitely got to say. I have truly enjoyed speaking with you, Noel. I got to actually pick up another caller, but you
go ahead.
Awesome tonight, okay?
Always,
all right,
always,
Noel,
ma'am.
Thanks for calling in, all right? Okay. Yeah, keep it locked. Come back again now.
Not a problem.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. All right, 301, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? What up? What's going on?
Not man.
All right, and who's on the air with Brown Sugar?
This is Danica's Brown.
Danica's Brown. All right, so what's your thoughts? What's on your mind tonight?
Man, nothing. I'm just trying to get some booty.
Well, at least you honest about it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that you're keeping it all the way real.
Hey, Brown Sugar.
Hey, Brown Sugar.
Hey, Brown Sugar. Hey, Brown Sugar.
Y'all funny. Yes.
How did you start this radio station?
How did I start this radio station? Oh, my gosh. Through Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, just one thing after another.
Oh, yeah, baby. So how many colors you had tonight?
You funny.
Hey, Brown Sugar.
Yes. Oh, gosh, you guys are too silly for me.
What's up?
Lord. All right, y'all. Anyway, I got like 9 minutes remaining, but I do want to say thank you so much for calling in tonight. I do appreciate.
You're welcome, Brown Sugar.
All right, sweetie, I got to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/life, love, and everything in between.
All right, y'all, and thank you for joining us. My switchboard is acting up. That's why I took a minute for the commercials to start rolling on in. But certainly, I do appreciate all the callers tonight, the serious ones, the silly ones. You guys all make Brown Sugar Radio what it is today. Oh, wow. But we only have a few minutes remaining, and certainly, like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about next week's shows. I have some really exciting shows that are coming up. I can't wait. On Tuesday, we are going to have Deshaun Bullard in the house. Yes, we're going to try this again. Deshaun Bullard will be here, and she will be in the house. She's the hair coach. Many of you will see her articles featured. She's also the CEO and the president of Nortress, which is a hair vitamin. She's going to teach us about healthy hair and what it takes in order to make sure you look good and feel good about your hair from the inside. Just an excellent mentor and very educated in the hair industry. And so we are going to have it popping on next Tuesday, the 17th. Then also what we're going to do is on the 19th, we're going to have my homegirl, Licious, who has a new website popping. She's also the manager of Mr. Wise from BH1's hit reality TV show, I Love New York 2. And so it's really going to be exciting because she has her own thing that she's doing. And so she's going to let us know all about it. I don't want to tell too many details about it just yet because of the fact that we need to surprise you, okay, on the 19th of June, okay? So it is what it is. And like I said, I'm just really excited tonight because of the simple fact that we have some great shows coming up, a couple of celebrities I don't want to reveal just yet. Why? Because I want you to come back. Keep looking. Every week on Brown Sugar Radio schedule, all right? And it'll certainly share with you the different celebrities that we have, all right? So I got my two-year-old here, Twinkie. She always seems to cut up towards the end of the radio show, okay? And so kids, I tell you, aren't they wonderful? All right. So, yes, definitely you got to keep it locked. Very informative shows. This Thursday, y'all got to keep it locked. We are going to have another Brown Sugar Radio show. However, this one is going to be another open forum, and we're going to talk about the system, you know, as far as do you believe that it's more black people in jail than white people, or do you believe it's equally? Let me know what's on your mind. That's going to be the next topic on this Thursday. You know, we have our stereotypes, then we certainly have the facts, right? And so I want to speak about this. This has been a topic that's been on my mind for quite some time, and we're going to chop it up this Thursday and speak about, you know, the different views that we are in. I know my listeners don't see me in the chat room. I do apologize. I am actually in the process of rebooting my system, all right? So definitely, I will be back in the chat room within the next few minutes. But definitely just wanted to share with you that I really think this is going to be a great show because it's something that needs to open up our eyes. With T.I. going to jail, and then we had Lil Wayne in jail. I mean, so many, you know, superstars. You know, then you hear that it is a certain type of individual that goes to jail. Well, is that true also? You know, we certainly want to make sure that we speak on that. You know, do you believe that it's a certain type of profile that they look for to pull over individuals? You know, if your pants are sagging, you know, if you have braids, you know, if you wear Jordan tennis shoes, whatever may be the case, what do you think is the profile that they look at to pull people over? You know, if you are a certain race and you're in a very high, classy store, do you feel that you're being watched by cameras all the time when you're shopping in one of these upper-class, you know, malls or boutiques? What do you feel? Let me know what's on your mind. And these are all great things we're going to talk about on Thursday, okay? So like I said, you have the schedule all the way up until the 19th. I know PB also has some great things in the works that he is going to be taking care of. Like I said, we are working on getting some more reality stars as well as celebrities on Brown Sugar Radio. And then we have a few interviews that are actually locked in, but we want you to keep coming back, okay? Is that fair enough? I certainly hope so. So, I just got to say that, oh, gosh, I forgot to share with you about how I was reading about Magic Johnson. By the way, I still have my picture-in-picture TV screen up, and looking at the score now here with the Lakers, I'm going back and forth, y'all, between 106 and Park and the game. And last I looked, the Lakers were up. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, the Lakers are still up. The score now is currently 47-39. Now, one thing I do have to say is that the Celtics have had, since the playoffs began, a very poor record as far as their away games. But all of their home games, they've seen the ace, with the exception to maybe one or two, okay? But this will be really interesting. I'm very curious to see who is going to win this year, you know? Like I told y'all, y'all know I'm all about the West Coast, right? Okay, you're not a Lakers fan. What? Oh, wow. Welcome, guest 1609 and Tash Tosh. Thank you for joining us. The Derek Revere Show, Flow Live, guest 1682, and Miss Moneybags. Welcome all to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate that. And so I just definitely want to say thank you so much for coming through tonight on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a lot in store for you, so definitely keep it locked. And we'll see you again, same time, same place, Thursday, 2 days from now. And we are going to talk about, do you believe it is a certain system, okay, that or profile that the individuals look for. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap for tonight. And the song I am going to end with is one of my absolute favorites. This is Alicia Keys. All right. Okay, my switchboard is not playing. Let me see. Can you guys hear me in the chat room? I'm going to send a message here. Come on, y'all. What's going on? Oh, come on. Is anyone still in there? Because they're saying that I am not on this Blog Talk. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay, well, for some reason, it's not allowing me to continue to play the music, but it's all good. We're just going to keep it rolling. So I'm going to go ahead and close for tonight. I just got to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.